Joining us now, Tausch, did you pester him as much as I often have pestered him?
Probably, yeah.
I'm rubbing off on you?
Hey, baby, it's COVID.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's time.
That's a bad sign.
Training camp starting, baby. Let's go.
Joining us now, one of the all-time legends when it comes to making a run at a roster spot in training camp. It happened for him in 2007, and he has built a remarkable NFL career. He's a friend of Tausch's and a former teammate and a friend of the show. It's Tremont Williams on Wilde and Tausch. Tremont, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. What about you guys?
We're good. Where are you right now?
I am in Houston right now, in Houston, actually outside of my workout spot.
Oh. Well, Tremont, I think Jason and I both were hoping that you were going to say, I'm just boarding a flight coming to Austin Straubel Airport. Our listeners want to know. I think everybody just wants to know, Tremont, what has been the latest, and are you just still working out, waiting for that opportunity? Have you had any talks with the Packers yet about coming back?
I'm still working out. Haven't talked to the Packers in a while. But I've been in shape. I've been staying in shape. Spending time with my family, and shoot, that's the new normal. That's all you can do right now. So, you know, that's been about it.
So the new normal for me is a lot of golf. What are you doing? Any golf? Is there what things are you doing outside of working out that you could consider kind of part of your routine?
Nothing else. I'm just working out. Like I said, spending time with my kids, going to the track with my kids, doing some football stuff with my son. Just pouring into my family. That was a priority for me this off season. My kids was a priority for me. Doing things with them, doing things for them, was a big priority for me. So that's pretty much what I focused on pretty much all off season.
All right, Tremont, that's great. I love your family's phenomenal. My job is to not be biased. I'm going to try to do it properly here, but I'm not probably going to do a very good job of it. You were 36 years old last season. You were one of the best slot defenders in the entire league. What have the Packers told you over the last 6 months or whatever it's been about whether they wanted you back or not? Because I'm really struggling to understand why you're not getting ready for camp with the Packers right now.
That wasn't biased
well,
at all.
I would say that is a possibility that they want me back. I will say that. I haven't had much talks with them lately, but I have spoken to some people who relayed the message that, you know, they would love to have me back. So that I would say that, yeah, they will want me back, but obviously there's a lot of things that have to happen for that. I mean, everything that's going on in the world right now due to the pandemic, I've passed up on different opportunities, like I said earlier, because, you know, it's hard to commit to something that you really don't know what's going to go on. I mean, technically, I didn't know if football would be going on. And truthfully, I still don't. I still don't know what's going to happen. So with all that's going on right now, there's a lot of uncertainty to make decisions like that. So I wasn't willing to make a decision, you know, early in the off season with anyone. But at the same time, I've always stayed in shape. To put it on record, never, you know, retired or anything like that. I've heard that too. I heard that in some different things, never retired. But like I said, my family was a big priority of what I want to do in the off season, and those things kind of seem to work themselves out due to everything that's going on, due to everything that my kids were supposed to be doing. Everything got canceled. Everything is continued to be canceled. So everything's kind of working out itself, truthfully.
So, Tremont, when we talk about the things that have to happen, then is it what is it? Do you have health concerns? Do you have people that you care about that would be at risk? That you have reservations about that? Is it financial? What kinds of things need to be resolved in order for you to feel good about coming back here to Green Bay and resuming your career here?
Obviously, health is always the number one, man. Like I said, you know, wake up this morning and I get text messages. And matter of fact, an update to my phone, and you get, you know, baseball. You know, they got guys testing for corona positive like crazy. So, I mean, you have those concerns of how they're gonna really protect you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a true bubble, you know, in the NFL like it is with the NBA or whatnot. So there's a lot of different things, like I said, have to take place. Obviously, if they decided that they wanted me, I'll definitely be committed wholeheartedly. But at the same time, I would still need answers too.
All right, one last thing, and then I'll stop interrogating you. without you currently on the roster, there is not a single player on defense that is older than 27 years old. My two-part question for you is, do you have any doubt that you could still play at as high of a level as you played at last year, now that you're 37? And is there value of having, I think you and Driver and Rogers, you guys used to call yourselves old heads. Is there value in having an old head on the defense along with all these kids?
Say that again, rephrase that. You broke up toward the end.
All right, so my first question is, do you have any doubt that you could still play at a high level? And then the second one, what is the value of having an old man like you with your cane, hunched over, with your graying hair and your beard on the defense that has nobody over age 27?
So first and foremost, answer your first question. No doubt about it, I feel like I can still play at a high level. You know, I'm a competitor, man. We got so close to the Super Bowl last year. And as a competitor, regardless of how you feel, whether you want to continue to play or not, as a competitor, I mean, I want to win. So that's a main factor in what I do want to do. I want to be in a situation to where I can win, but I feel like I definitely can still play at a high level. And yes, to answer your second question, as an old head, you're not speaking of me because, you know, I look 27 years old, so I can blend right in. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think it's definitely going to be value to have a 37-year-old who looks like a 27-year-old in Jason.
Hey, Tremont, I guess coming back to the not a bubble, the NBA has the bubble. They've been pretty good. Baseball's obviously having some issues. How big of a challenge do you think the NFL is up against? Because Aaron mentioned something a couple weeks ago that he's cautiously optimistic, but he's concerned about having 80, 90 guys on a roster, making sure everybody's doing the right thing so that you can have a season.
Can you guys say that again? Because you broke up quite a bit on that one also.
Oh, no, I just was saying with 90 different players and all of the obstacles and not being in a bubble, how optimistic are you that this NFL season is going to be able to go off?
It's still up in the air, man, because like we said, you just make a statement that, you know, the defense have doesn't have anyone over the age of 27 years old. You know, it's tough, you know, to say to a young guy what you can and what you can't do. I don't know if you can expect them to, you know, comply to, you know, being specifically in a bubble for that long. I don't know if it can happen or whatnot. It's kind of hard to say, especially a 90-man roster is already hard enough. Like we said, the baseball players are having trouble with it. And, I mean, there's no sport that you can social distance more than in baseball. Mm-hmm. So now we're talking about football with 90 guys in there with the potential of some teams with 80 guys. So you don't know how that's going to go. You don't know who's going to come in with the 80 guys or who's going to come in with the 90 guys. So it's going to be tough to say, man. I think it's going to be hard to keep guys away from each other. It's almost impossible in my eyes, you know, without a bubble. And even with the bubble, I mean, you still don't know.
Yeah,
so
I think
it's going to be hard, man.
No doubt about it. I think it's going to be a big challenge. Tremont, before we let you go, get you back working out and hopefully coming back up to Green Bay here in a few weeks. From a parenting standpoint, your kids are athletes. You're running them in track. And how do you handle the car rides for Jason and I? We both enjoy them. But what happens if your kids have a bad performance? How is that car ride back? Are you the comforting dad? Are you the real dad where you're telling them how it really played out? Can you give us a little glimpse into the parenting of Tremont Williams?
So first of all, I'm a coach for my kids too also. So I'm a little bit a complete dad because in the heat of the moment, I can maybe get on them a little bit, especially in track. When I feel like they didn't run as hard as they should have run or could have ran, I get on them. But at the end of the day, man, I still know that they're kids. And by the time we get home or we in a car and we ride home, I just kind of give them that, everything is always not going to turn out the way you think it is. Just keep working hard. You'll be better next time. I give them, you know, the encouraging parent speech. And, they usually come back and they do a great job. But it's definitely challenging to know where to pick and choose, you know, where to get on your kids at and not.
They actually have two parents, though, that were highly competitive, highly successful athletes. So tell the truth, it's your wife that gets on them harder than you do.
Oh, man. See, now y'all trying to get me in trouble now. my wife, I'll tell you this, man. My wife probably is the most competitive one in the house, man. I will say that, man. My wife is probably the most competitive one in the house. And as a player like me who continue to be competitive on a daily, you know, the sport that I play, the life that I live, is competitiveness all the time. So, it's times to where I want to get away from competitiveness at times. But, I mean, I got competitors throughout the house. So, man, that's just hard to do. And my wife, like I said, my wife is one of the most competitive people who I've been around. And, we demand if they're going to be out there on the field or on the track or whatever they want to do, if they want to be out there, they got to put their best effort in. And if they can't do that, then they're going to have some parents who's going to be on them.
Well, we know what a great player you've been throughout your career. We know what a great dad you've been. And clearly you're a smart husband, because that could not have been a smarter answer than what you delivered. All right, Tremont, we're going to let you go. Give me a percentage. What are the chances that Tremont Williams plays, whether it's with the Packers or with another team, in the NFL in 2020? What do you think the chance is?
Oh, man. Oh, it's a high percentage. I would say maybe 90%.
Okay. All right. Well,
I like that.
I hope it's here. Tremont, thanks for making time for us. I'm sorry I interrupted you. What did you say?
No, I said I said thank you guys for having me on.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you making time for us, and I hope to see you on a Zoom call soon talking about your return to the Packers.
Yes, sir.
That is Tremont Williams, one of the all-time Packers, member of the Super Bowl 45 winning team, huge plays during that time, and one of Tausch's former teammates.